fire again. Want to prevent this murder happening again? That's what you need to do. And why request from the Capitol Police Chief, National Guard, support went unheeded? And why, after Donald Trump signed off on the guards, why did they refuse and decline them? Then you might have an answer. If you had 20,000 guards that day, government that day, January 6th wouldn't have happened. But of course, you just want to bludgeon Trump.
Next is a progress note on Thomas Taft, T-E-F-T. The place was Story Point in Midland. Date was January 10, 2022. The Mrs. Taft was seen regarding falls and concern about his gait, and they request a walker. He also has coronary artery disease, hypothyroidism, and osteoarthritis, especially of the knees, but also multiple joints, and dementia. New paragraph, as far as history, as far as Mr. Teft is concerned, he doesn't really have insight into most problems, but he denies any problems. He doesn't remember his fall, and he's walking around with me around the facility and or the home, and it was short-step gait, but stable. In any case, he has had more than one fall, and the staff is concerned. He had coronary artery disease, and that's stable. There's no recent chest pain or dyspnea. His hypertension is controlled with any cardiac symptoms or headaches, period. He has hypothyroidism, which is being treated, and no specific symptoms, period. He has arthritis, especially of the knees, but also the hips, and he often forgets that he has pain, period. His dementia is, may have slightly progressed. The paragraph review of system is negative for fever, chills, headaches, chest pain, shortness, with nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or other new complaints. An exam passes is positive for arthritis, glaucoma, prostate cancer, Alzheimer's, coronary artery disease, hypothyroidism, dyslipidemia, glaucoma, both eyes, hypothyroidism. Family, his father died in 1943, but it may have been from complications of falling off a reef. Mother died at 94 from Alzheimer's. Her brother died of unknown cause. And one brother died from a bacterial infection from pneumonia. New paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed. He denies problems. Blood pressure 110 over 70. Pulse 79, respiratory 16, O2 saturation 99%, head and neck, pupil decoherent reactor light, eyelid and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Next couple, lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal SNRS2, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS cranials goes to normal. Motor strength is goes to normal. Sensation is intact. Gait is slightly unsteady, but not bad in my presence. Is a bit short step, but he's a fall risk. Skin is intact, warm and dry, without major lesions. Paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mr. Tepp has had some falls. And his gait is a bit worse than it was several months ago, period. He may be declining as part of dementia, period. I believe he would benefit from a wheeled walker, and we'll order that. Two, he has dementia that's significant, maybe progressing. I'll continue the Neptazil, 10 milligrams daily. Three, he has hypothyroidism, and I'll continue levothyroxine, 50 milligrams daily. Four, he has hypertension, and I will continue amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Five, he has coronary artery disease, and I'll continue aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. He's had prostate cancer in the past, but he denies major urinary symptoms now, period. You can apply them also for pain of osteoarthritis, if need be. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.